Hello? 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 Can I get a 5x5 or what? Apparently not. Good times. Can you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth hole? The best show. I love it. Thank you. 5x5. Friggin' YouTube. YouTube is so gay. What do you think? You think YouTube's gay?
What?
What?
Yeah, YouTube's definitely
gay. Yeah, YouTube's gay.
Super gay.
Yeah. You wanna tell him? Here, come here. Tell him. Tell him. Tell him.
Yeah. YouTube equals gay.
Hey, what are we doing out here?
We're gonna be slopping around in the mud.
Cool.
Picking up debris. Cutting up trees.
Cutting up trees.
Cleaning up a town that needs some help, man.
Cutting up some trees.
Ain't nobody else gonna do it.
Yeah, no shit. We got a rain delay this morning because it was raining. And you can make the argument, well, it ain't raining, we ain't training, bear. I have chainsaws with me that are bigger than some of y'all. And that's not hyperbole. It's definitely bigger than waffles. Some of our saws are definitely bigger than waffles. And where our particular sector, Sector 5, has a lot of change in elevation in it. And you don't want to slip holding a chainsaw that's got a dirt bike engine on it and a 4-foot bar on it. So, rain delay. And we'll be playing in the mud here shortly, which is going to be fun. It's actually good for us that it rained for several reasons. By the way, this is going to be more like a coffee time with Bear. Caitlin Kelly said carry a tourniquet. That's awesome. That's great advice. RefugeMedical.com. I got an ankle kit on me right now. The rain, oh, look at that. Waffles has produced a soft tee from his paquete. Well done. I saw a slick kit over there as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Buckets and bottles as a soft tee. Well done. The rain's good for us for a couple of reasons. The first reason is it separates the men from the boys. And that means that there will be far fewer people out in the AO, air quote, helping. And how should we say this politely? What 100 volunteers with gloves from a church group can do in a day, I can do with a skid steer in 1 hour. And it's a lot less populated. It's a lot less, I don't have to worry about running people over.
And I can do it in like 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, sure you can. Sure you can. Get out of here, Whip. So that's good. It keeps the population density down. What's up, Striker Kid? And then the other reason it's good for us, and this is gonna seem counterintuitive. See, we're like 7 days into this storm now. Happened last Monday night. So everybody's stuff, right? See, these houses have been smashed and just been, all their stuff has been yard sailed all over the place, right? And a lot of people have been picking through the wreckage, trying to gather the last remnants of their air quote life. And sooner or later, people realize that stuff does not make a life. And that they should be thankful that they're alive when their house is literally gone. Well, when your shit's been yard sailed all over the county you live in and the adjoining counties by a giant storm, and then it pisses rain, all that stuff is now sopping wet and muddy, and people stop picking through the debris. And the reason that's good for us is because it finally creates some closure that people are ready to move on to the next phase, which is gather the shit up and put it in dump trucks and haul it away. And so for the last week, we've been on vegetative debris in Sector 5, AKA stuff that used to be trees, and not on C&D, construction and demolition material, because people are still sifting through the rubble of their life. Well, as of today, that'll probably end because of the rain, which means we can pivot to C&D because I can't show up the day after the storm and pick up what's left of your house and put it in a dump truck and you think I'm a good guy, even though I'm just here to help because you're still emotionally attached to your stuff. But that'll change now due to the rain. So that's good. It's good for us. And it's good for the community too. So yesterday we ran, depends on who you ask, low number is 50, more likely the number is closer to 70. Loads of vegetative debris, used to be trees. We had 7 trucks being fed with 5 machines, and the 5 machines were being fed by 2 saw guys. And so saw guys, a lot of utilization yesterday, like a lot. And half the day, I was my own equipment operator, groundy and saw guy. So we got a lot of reps in yesterday. We hauled, call it 70 loads of debris yesterday in a 100 yard linear area. And our sector is about a square mile. So we still got a ton of stuff to do. Where are all the folks living whose homes are gone? What's up, Lampost? Good morning. With friends and neighbors, this is a very tight-knit community, which is awesome. 186 homes were damaged or destroyed, and the ones that were damaged are severely damaged. Good morning, Iridium Group. Shalom, brother. It's not like they're like, oh yeah, you know, we'll strip off the roof underlayment, put a new roof on, we're good to go. No, they're wrecked. Absolutely wrecked. So essentially 186 homes either gone or condemned in a town of about 1,000 people. That's 50% of the population. So not an insignificant number of people affected, but the Red Cross shelter, the last number I heard for displaced peoples, has 1 person in it. The rest of the people are staying with friends, family, somewhere else, either here in town or in another small town around here. So, and that's typically how it goes. The Red Cross shelters are really only utilized probably within the first week. I heard a sickening statistic yesterday. The American Red Cross has combined the storms that occurred in Sulphur with the storms that occurred here into the Oklahoma tornado outbreak event. And for that event, the American Red Cross has raised $36 million. The Red Cross here has 1 Sprinter van and a couple of people in vests. 1 Sprinter van and a couple of people in vests. But you know what they're really good at? They're really good at parking that Sprinter van in front of all the shit that's getting done on site and taking pictures of it. And then using those pictures to promote the Red Cross when the guys in the background doing all the work ain't their people. And I know there's a guy in the American Red Cross who's also a member of the Bear Nation who's here on site. And brother, I'm not chewing your ass in particular. I'm the organization though. Dude, don't take pictures of me and my guys and slap a Red Cross label on it. That's bullshit. Yeah, $36 million. Now, will some of that money be used to help storm victims? Probably. Will all of that money be used to help storm victims? No. No. If they put... they took half of that money, half, 50%, 18 mil. You could rebuild all the homes that were destroyed here. That would be, $100,000? No. My brain's foggy. It'd be enough. I'll tell you that. It'd be enough. So, let's see. Billy Graham is here. And by Billy Graham is here, what I mean is the same Kenworth tandem axle disaster relief truck that they drive to every tornado ever. Hello? Am I back now? Can you see me? Back. Thanks, Alamo. Okay. So, that Billy Graham was the no-no word of the day. Nice. We're now hotspotted off of my phone because apparently the Starlink went down. It would be like that on a disaster deployment from time to time. wow, the chat's going nuts. So yeah, Billy Graham is, air quote, here doing what they're doing. I have no idea. I'll tell you who is kicking a bunch of ass, though, is Mercy Chefs. Mercy Chefs is a really good organization, and they're here, and they're feeding about 1,700 meals a day, and they're good peeps. I don't know the leadership of Mercy Chefs, but I do know some of the people on the ground, and the people on the ground are doing a phenomenal job. Really good people. Same, very similar vibe to Grindstone. Get in, get it done, help the people. No bureaucratic bullshit, just get in, help the people, get it done. And so Mercy Chefs, kudos to Mercy Chefs, they're doing a good job. There's been a couple of other small, like I think the Baptists have one truck out here. I think Minuteman Disaster Relief has one truck out here. And then Grindstone. And Grindstone is in Sector 5. Sector 5 is our sector, period, the end. Unless you are a resident who lives in Sector 5 or law enforcement, you're not allowed in Sector 5. Have your buddies at Rubicon made it yet to take selfies? No, Team Rubicon is not out here. Whatever. FEMA is in town. FEMA is setting up a command post. FEMA, as I understand it, will be taking lead on the disaster relief from here on out. I've yet to meet with them. There's a meeting at 3 p.m. today for local leadership and a certain number of constituents about what this looks like going forward. And as far as I'm concerned, and as far as the town leadership is concerned, Sector 5 is ours, and we're going to do our job in Sector 5. What happens in Sectors 1, 2, 3, and 4? Any comms needed? What's up, Radio Made Easy? No, we're good to go, bro. The topography here is great for Simplex. It's great for Simplex. We can all talk to each other. There's one little spot where terrain masking is a thing. Can they command? Yeah, we're going to find out. That's not really what FEMA does. What FEMA does is come and assess the damage, ascribe a dollar value to the damage, and then use that dollar value to entice disaster contractors to come in here and remediate the storm. And my understanding from talking with the people in leadership here in the town is that the only disaster contractors they're looking to bring in might be grapple trucks. And grapple trucks would be a good move, even that's undecided at this point. So, here's an interesting number. The number that they're trying to hit in assessments in order to get qualified for federal relief on this storm is $7 million in residential damage. Yes, there's only five sectors. What's up, Weapons Junkie? Shalom, bro. Jim Floor said there's only five sectors. Yeah, the Sector 5 where we're at is about a square mile. It's probably the size of two or two and a half of the other sectors, which is fine. I'm 0% afraid of it. So FEMA is trying to, the number the town needs to hit is $7 million in residential damage. Going back to that American Red Cross money, $36 million raised on this storm so far. They're trying to get up to $7 million in assessed damage. Yeah. And residential damage. And here's the thing. This was a lower income area before the storm hit. The median income in this county is $33,000 a year. So, like one guy, and I don't want to tell too much of his business, but suffice it to say, his house was probably one of the nicer houses in the town. And all of the total that he was awarded for his damages was $40,000. It's like, no, I don't think $40,000 could build out his kitchen. So is that red or blue country? With Jeremy Williams, it's interesting that you myopically view things in red versus blue, but it's Oklahoma. There ain't a blue county in Oklahoma. Look at the presidential elections for the last 20 plus years. Not one county, not one county, including Tulsa and Oklahoma City, has voted blue in the last 5 plus presidential elections. Not that it matters, because the red and the blue both suck. So, but anyway, so yeah, we're on a rain delay this morning, but we've actually got a lot of turnover today, which is good. We have people who have been here for the last 5-7 days, who will be heading out at the end of today. And then we have, I believe it's 18 more people coming in today. What's up, Veritron? So that's cool. We're pretty well staffed. We had 24 souls yesterday, and we had 7 trucks running and 5 machines running and 2-ish chainsaws running, plus the FOB crew. So that's awesome. It's super awesome. And major shout out to everybody out there in the Bear Nation who supports Grindstone Ministries. We're at grindstoneministries.com. You can go to that website. You can look at the bar and find videos of other deployments that we've done. Check our bona fides, bro. Like, I keep $50,000 in the Grindstone war chest to be able to deploy at any moment when something like this happens. And other than that, the rest of the money is used to help people or buy equipment to help people. That's it. Man, if I had raised $36 million from this storm, like the Red Cross, we'd be building houses right now. Uh-huh. I'd have a D6 high track over in Sector 5, just pushing houses into a pile, and
yep. We
would rebuild all those houses. Just, I know a guy, right? I'd be calling the guy that I know and be like, hey, homie, I'm gonna need like 40 double wides. If you could hook it up, like, let's do that. 40 double wides, let's say they were, you know, what, 300,000 each, nice ones, right? So that's 1.2. No, that's 12 million. 12 million bucks.
Done.
12 million in housing, done. Yeah, that's cool, right? Just done, handled, next. But y'all's will be done. You use what you got. And what we got is heavy equipment and chainsaws and willing participants with trucks and dump trailers. So it's going well out here. We really, really killed it yesterday. Like, everybody killed it yesterday. Somebody asked if Jason is here. We already have 2 Jasons here, and I believe a 3rd is inbound. So I don't know which Jason you're asking about, but we have 2 currently. We'll probably have a 3rd. So let's see what else. The news media, the locals are all the way done with the news media. They don't want the media in here at all. And so we've been telling them to very politely beat feet. Probably angry prepper, Jason. I know, Carme Turner. Guys, I might not be entirely caffeinated, but I'm fairly quick on the uptake. Inbound for this Sunday. We know you need trucks, people, chainsaws, etc. What else can we bring? Food, water, etc. Thanks, Sanctified Survival. Thank you. We're good on food and water. And tote bins. And right now, like, saw gas, bar oil, chainsaw files. As far as food, water, shelter, hygiene, all that's covered. There's been plenty of that to go around. And in fact, when Mercy Chefs pulls out, which they're probably going to pull out Wednesday of this week, Grindstone got a list of all the people who are, from them, all the people who are in need of food. Like, there's, it's one thing where, like, people will, 5:30 seconds and 7:30 seconds, Upstate 717, 5 and 7s. Not everybody who gets food during a disaster relief mission needs the food, and that's okay. There's no judgment there, but some people definitely need it. And we have a list of the people who definitely need it. And when Mercy Chefs pulls out, Grindstone will be spinning up our field kitchen so we can take over strike teams with food delivery for those people who definitely need it. And I am anticipating that we will be here approximately a month, and we've been here a week thus far. And so, like I said, we've got some turnover happening today of people who have been here for a week leaving and people who are staying for hopefully a week coming. And so if you are convicted to deploy with us, try and be available for like 5 to 7 days. That's really helpful to us. And if it's only 3 days, I'll still take it. Dumb question, are y'all praying with people? This is, look at my face. What do you think? That's the primary thing we're doing. Hug people. Loving on people. The chainsaws and the dump trucks and the heavy equipment are the vector of attack to get people to trust us so that we can hug on them and love on them and pray with them. There's a lot of people hurting here. I was talking with somebody and they were like, I realize for you it's not that bad because you've seen so much of this, but for us, this is the worst thing to ever happen here. I'm like, I know. And yeah, this tornado isn't even in my top 10 of tornadoes as far as the damage is concerned. And I have a lot of stress inoculation to tornadoes and hurricanes. But that doesn't mean that we don't feel it too. Like, every now and then, you're sifting through a pile of debris and you find a teddy bear or a coloring book, right? Or like grandpa's war medals. And it hits you. And how only two people died in this storm, I have no idea. Like, there should have been dozens dead. I have seen dozens of people dead from lesser storms than this. And doing this, as many times as we've done it, I firmly believe that if you die in one of these tornadoes, it's because Yah wanted you. It was your time. It was just time to punch your ticket. And if you don't die in one of these tornadoes, it's simply because the Father wasn't ready to take you home yet. Because it's inexplicable. It makes no sense whatsoever. And the psychological effects of a tornado are immense because, like, one example, there's a quarter mile of pipe fence blown over in Sector 5. And where the pipe fence stops, there's a single wide trailer, and it's missing a couple pieces of vinyl siding. How you blow a pipe fence over, like the cross section of a metal pipe, how you have enough pressure to blow a pipe fence over, but then it skips the single wide that should have been destroyed, makes no sense. A couple of days ago, one of the houses, what was left of a house that I was putting into a pile of construction and demolition debris, was from the other side of the river. It got picked up by the storm and blown from the west side of the river to the east side of the river and smashed into the hillside on the east side. And only two people are dead? It's insane. It's absolutely insane. And so, yeah, we've seen a lot of this and we do a lot of this, but it doesn't make it any less impactful for us. We just have more stress inoculation. And so it hits us too. But I was telling somebody here, I was like, the way I see it is my job here is like the job of a surgeon. My job is to get in, have enough bedside manner that you'll trust me to do the job. Get in here, cut the bad shit out so that you can heal, and then leave. And then you never see me again. That's my job. And that's what we're doing, praise Yah. So, I will tell you, I cruised the news this morning. It's all gay. I don't care about any of it. It's just stupid. 4 gallons of premixed fuel, 2 gallons of oil. Do you need me to bring more? That's probably good, Scuba. I'm available to come out and help, but I'm a female. Welcome. There's, what, 8 females here currently?
Yeah.
We don't care. Like, be productive. Help. Subordinate your ego at the door. Be mission focused. Don't come here to hang out with me, by the way. I'm going to be perfectly clear on that. Do not come here to hang out with me. This isn't about me doing dancing bear shit for a month on end to impress people from the Bear Nation. This is about you serving to be the hands and the feet of the Most High. You may not see me. Shalom, Brother Alex. I was barely around yesterday because when we got done, we kicked a bunch of ass. Everybody came home, took showers, washed their face, maybe cracked a beer, and then it was rack time, bro. And so if you come here thinking that you're going to have a bunch of time hanging out with Bear, you might be sorely disappointed because that's not what this is about. I didn't come here to hang out either. Now, it might happen, but it's not the reason we do this. So make sure your head and your heart is in the right place when you come here. Exactly, Buckets of Bibles. Come with a servant's heart. Exactly. Would a truck with a 7x14 dump trailer be helpful? No, it'd be very helpful, Radio Made Easy. It'd be very helpful. It's very tight where we're working. About the biggest thing we can handle is tandem axle dump trucks. Tandem axle dump trucks. Semis will not fit. And so a lot of what we're doing right now, we're doing with dump trailers because they're a little bit more nimble. You can get in and out. So, I mean, the roads were narrow before the storm hit. And now imagine you took a town, a square mile of a town, you put it in a blender and then dropped it back onto the ground randomly again. There's just shit everywhere. So, yeah, but anyway, I looked at the news. The news is gay. There's nothing really noteworthy worth talking about. If you're on Patreon, you'll get the written brief today. But I wanted to get on here and talk to y'all. I've been pretty scarce lately. What I have not been doing that I typically do on deployments is filming a whole bunch and then posting those videos at the end of the day because we've been hooked up. Like, there's no time to film. Like I said, yesterday, I was my own equipment operator, saw guy, and groundies because it was just nonstop. Go, 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 go. I think I ran through 2 chains, 28-inch chains on the 500i. I sharpened a chain, 25-inch chain, 84 drive links, steel RS-33 on the 362 3 or 4 times and had the 661 out with the 32-inch bar on a couple of occasions. Plus, helping keep another 362 tuned up and running, and I don't know.
A lot, bro.
A lot, just a lot. And we're having to see. You use the track hose with thumbs to pick through the debris and sort the debris. Then you use the skid steers to forward that debris to where you're loading the trucks. And then you use either skid steers or track hose with thumbs to load the trucks. And so we're having to process down the debris in order to get it loaded. It's not like it's just sitting there, we could pick it with the machines and load it on the trucks. And one of the things that I told everybody here on day one, and they didn't listen because nobody listens on day one. All the people who came to help, air quote, they were doing it all wrong. They just pushed everything into a pile in the middle of the property. It's not how it works. If you ever have a tornado or a hurricane, listen. There's four different piles. It's got to be sorted, and you put it into piles next to the road, okay? The first pile is what used to be trees, vegetative debris. The second pile is C&D, construction and demolition, what used to be houses. The third pile is vehicles, and the fourth pile is what's called your whites, which is your appliances. It's going to be your fridges, freezers, air conditioners, etc., because they all got Freon in them. They all have to, per the EPA, go to separate facilities. And so if you push all the shit into a pile in the center of the property, it's literally the exact opposite of what we need to be effective on site. So now we have to come in with track hose and pick through the pile meticulously and sort the entire pile out. It's double, triple the work. And we told people that here when we started, and that was never disseminated by the leadership. So I'm telling y'all now, if you're ever involved with disaster relief, that you gotta sort your piles, because you can't take all that shit to the same facility. Or if you do, the EPA will sue you and you won't have a town anymore. Ask me how I know, I've seen it happen. So, it's meticulous. And then even then, we still got 50 to 70 loads yesterday. So, but that's how we're having to do it, is sort through the shit with the track hose with the thumbs, then use the skid steers to forward the shit out to the road, and then load the trucks out at the road with either more skid steers or more track hose with thumbs. So that's what I got for y'all today. I super duper appreciate y'all. I don't feel like praying, which means we should, because that's when it's most important to pray. So let's do that. Oh. Good morning, Father Yah. Father, thank you for allowing us to wake up on this side of the dirt. Father, we're tired. So please give us energy today. And we're smoked. So please give us compassion and endurance today. Father, help us help your people. Put us where you need us to be. Give us the words that we need to speak by your Ruach. Father, give us strength and power and authority in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Let our light shine, that people might see us and come to know you better. Father, thank you for the opportunity to be your hands and feet, to live a life worth living, to be filled with meaning and purpose, to be redeemed by the blood of the Son. Father, thanks for making a way for busted up pieces of trash to come home again and do things that matter. Father, keep all of our families safe back at home, our wives and our children who are holding down the home front. Father, please bless them. Let them have a good day today. Father, let no weapon formed against them prosper, and any BS that comes against them that's not of you, I rebuke it in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We need you so much, Father. And you are good and faithful, and you show up inexplicably and undeniably. And so I thank you for that. Father, thank you for all these people. Thank you for the Bear Nation. And whatever they're going through, Father, I pray that you'd minister to it. And Father, I pray today that you'd protect them, provide for them, and bless them. In Yeshua's name, Amen. I will see y'all when I see y'all. I appreciate you guys very much. You guys know the links. They're all in the description. Grindstone, Caleb House, Refuge has a badass Mother's Day giveaway going on. It's like a, what is that thing? A KitchenAid mixer and a full Joseph's Kitchen wheat setup. All the wheat and the bread machine and the grinder and the honey and the olive oil and the salt and all that. And I've done zero promotion of that because we've been hooked up here. So you might go check that out. You guys and girls know the drill. Thank you. I cannot do this without you. And I really, really, really appreciate you. And bear with us in love, because there's only so many hours in the day, and the whole content creation thing, it's taking a backseat right now. I'll tell you frankly, I batch my content for Patreon. I may run out. The content bank may run dry before I have a chance to replenish it. And if that happens, apologies. Priorities, man. I'm probably gonna wheels up from this place Friday, go home and be with my family for the weekend, do Shabbat with people that I love, and then I'll probably be back. All that being said, I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. I'll see you when I see you.